Harper Audio presents Wintersmith, written by Terry Pratchett, performed by Stephen Briggs. Copyright 2006 by Terry and Lynn Pratchett. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. A Feagle Glossary. Adjusted for those of a delicate disposition. A work in progress by Miss Perspicacia Tick. Big jobs. Human beings. Big man, chief of the clan, usually the husband of the Kelda. Blethers, rubbish, nonsense. Boggin, to be desperate, as in, I'm boggin for a cup of tea. Bunty, a weak person. Cack your kecks, to put it delicately, to be very, very frightened, as it were. Carlin, old woman. Cludgy, the privy. Crivens, a general exclamation that can mean anything from my goodness to I've just lost my temper and there is going to be trouble. Dree, your, my, his, her, weird. Face the fate that is in store for you, me, him, her. Een, eyes. Eldritch, weird, strange. Sometimes means oblong, too, for some reason. Fash, worry, upset. Geese, a very important obligation backed up by tradition and magic. Not a bird. Gonagal, the bard of the clan, skilled in musical instruments, poems, stories and songs. Hag, a witch of any age. Hag a hags, a very important witch. Hagging, haggling, anything a witch does. Hidlins, secrets. Kelda, the female head of the clan, and eventually the mother of most of it. Feagle babies are very small, and a Kelda will have hundreds in her lifetime. Lang Syne, long ago. Last world. The Feagles believe that they are dead. This world is so nice, they argue, that they must have been really good in a past life and then died and ended up here. Appearing to die here means merely going back to the last world, which they believe is rather dull. Mudlin. Useless person. Pished. I am assured that this means tired. Schemy. An unpleasant person. Scuggan. A really unpleasant person. Scunner. A generally unpleasant person. Ships. Woolly things that eat grass and go bar. Easily confused with the other kind. Spavey. See Mudlin. Special sheep liniment. Probably moonshine whiskey, I am very sorry to say. No one knows what it to do to sheep, but it is said that a drop of it is good for shepherds on a cold winter's night, and for feagles at any time at all. Do not try to make this at home. Spog, a leather pouch worn on the front of his belt, where a feagle keeps his valuables and uneaten food, interesting insects, useful bits of twig, lucky dirt, and so on. It is not a good idea to fish around in a spog. Steamy, found only in the big feagle mounds in the mountains where there's enough water to allow regular bathing. It's a kind of sauna. Feagles on the chalk tend to rely on the fact that you can get only so much dirt on you before it starts to fall off of its own accord. Whaley, a general cry of despair.